May it please the Court, my name is Dominic Gentile. I'm an attorney from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm here representing Southwest Advertising and Richard Serrano. We received the call last Wednesday, I think. I got it on Thursday. But to address the issue of mootness in this case, and so I would like to focus my oral argument on the mootness issue, but it's really impossible to do that without, to at least some extent.
We haven't asked you to focus exclusively on.
Oh, you want to address it? Okay, good. Well, I'll interweave it inextricably. This case is not moot, but in order to get to that conclusion, you kind of have to take a look at the evolution of the case. Of course, we are here because the district court judge dismissed this case, finding that the federal courts lacked jurisdiction, and then he had a secondary finding in there that there was a necessary party that had not been joined. We disagree that the federal courts lacked jurisdiction. I think we're going to demonstrate that, and I think we have in the brief. But with respect to the necessity of joining the party, while that may not have been necessary then, I think that if this case is not moot, it is necessary now. Let me say why.
So, your bottom line is that we have to send it back for joinder?
I think you do. I think you do. But let me tell you why. The property right attached to the plaintiffs in this case, under the original language of the ordinance, which was not in any way unclear. It was as clear as a bell. Public ways were any place of any nature that were dedicated to use by the public for pedestrian travel. This court, in the Venetian versus the Culinary Union case, made a clear finding that the sidewalks that are abutted, where private property abuts a public sidewalk in Las Vegas, it is a public forum.
But I'm going to get right here, inextricably intertwined mootness. The county no longer requires a permit for what Serrano wants to do.
But by doing that, they have delegated. That's why they're necessary, Judge Nelson. By doing what they've done, they have delegated the control of a public forum and the First Amendment activities on that forum to the private landholder. They have made that landholder, by their inaction, a state actor. That is why they have to be joined now.
Why shouldn't it instead be a case where you sued the public authority? The public authority now says by the amended ordinance, listen, we don't give permits. You don't need it from us. Instead of sending it back to add the private landowner as a necessary party, why don't you just go back and file a new suit against the private landowner?
Because the original property right is not extinguished by the amendment of the ordinance. The original language of the ordinance.
But when you say original property right, what do you mean?
Pardon? To the permit for the rack, at least for some period of time.
That is to say, this isn't a damage action for you should have granted me a permit, is it?
Boy, I was so afraid that you were going to ask that question. This morning I asked my client, because I wasn't the lawyer at the original level, why didn't you sue for damages?
Yeah, this is only a prospect.
He was not aware that he had not sued for damages, and that's typical of
but,
a client.
But this is a prospective relief case, right?
I'm sorry?
This is a prospective relief case.
Well,
I want a permit.
There is always that last paragraph that says whatever.
Any and all and everything else right. And whatever I didn't think of.
Do the right thing, court.
At what point was the ordinance amended?
After the litigation commenced. I think the amendment took effect in November, and I believe that the...
What is the term of these permits?
I don't know. But my client is here, if you want the answer.
No, it's not in the record. I mean, my question is, are there lots of people who have these permits?
Yes.
And they're still in existence regardless of the change in the...
It is my understanding that they are payable annually, but they are renewable infinitely. And I say that's my understanding, not from reading the law, but from my experience with respect to these issues. I have never heard of a permit not being renewed when the payment was made for the annual fee.
But, of course, given the amendment of the ordinance, because a permit is no longer required for the private property, renewing or not renewing a permit that might previously have been granted It's neither here nor there if it's private property.
You still have a private entity in this particular case, it could be many, that are going to then make a determination as to time, place, and manner of a First Amendment right. There can be no question that there's a First Amendment right involved here. This court on two different occasions addressed that issue, and the county was a party in both of them. The first one, in SOC versus Clark County, I think one of you were on that panel, the county ordinance at that point wanted to prohibit leafleting, but they acknowledged in the ordinance that if you had a news rack in the same place where you would have an individual, it was okay to put that leaflet in a news rack. They didn't want the individual standing there because there were too many of them and it was blocking pedestrian traffic. In the second case, the Venetian case, the county was a party in that one, and the county urged the court to find that the sidewalks, although they were in front of the Venetian and on top of Venetian-owned property, were a public forum. How can they now come in here and say that they're not a public forum? They are, but what they've chosen to do is to delegate to the landowner the regulation of speech on that public forum. They can do that.
The sidewalk is still the same. The people are still walking the same way. It's being used for all the same functions. It's just that they've now said that this belongs to the property owner.
No, they haven't said it belongs to the property owner. They said that because it's on top of private property, they don't want to get involved in making a decision as to whether a news rack should go there or not. They're not contending that the public
forum. So wouldn't your claim, if any, be against the private landowner? I mean, as Judge Fletcher said, you were seeking declaratory relief. You don't need it anymore. You don't need a permit. Now, if and when a private landowner says, off of my property.
It's happened already.
Well, then,
you've
got your lawsuit.
It's not in your record.
And you can seek damages.
It's the mootness problem. The reason that this really needs to go back and to have the private landowners made parties is because they are now acting as state actors. At a minimum, an evidentiary hearing on that issue should take place, and that's not for this court.
Let me get this. Your position was that the property owner was not a necessary party at the time you originally filed it, but
right.
Now that they've made the amendment and that the district court erred in holding that they were, but that now that they've amended the ordinance, the property owner is?
The district court did not entertain the question of mootness, if
no,
at all.
No, I understand.
Okay. And at the time that the lawsuit commenced, the ordinance controlled all sidewalks of any place in any nature dedicated to use by the public for pedestrian travel. That was the plain language. They then amended it, contending, and I don't know that you can call that an amendment, because they're saying that they amended it to conform with the interpretation that they had of language that I don't think needed to be interpreted. It was pretty clear. So they changed it. What they really did is they reenacted it. I have three cases, and I apologize. I know that the rules require, but they say that you're supposed to do it a week before. So when you tell me 2 days before, it's hard to do a week before. Mm-hmm. I have found three cases that I would call to the court's attention, and I could submit it in writing later on today, but I would like to read them into the record, just the citations, if it pleased the court, if I'm permitted to do so.
Well, you may do that, but you should also write them down.
I will.
Copies to the clerk and to your opposing counsel.
I will. Smith versus University of Washington Law School. This case is the inverse of that. That's 233 Fed 3rd 1188, decided by this circuit in the year 2000. In this instance, the conduct in Smith, it was a voluntary cessation by the University of Washington. And I know one of you was on that panel, but I just don't remember who. This court found that where the conduct has changed and there's no continuing violation, then the case is moot. That's not the situation here. The conduct has not changed and there is a continuing violation. This was really more similar to Kammermeyer versus Perry, 97 Federal 3rd 1235, which was decided by this court in 1996. In the ordinance before this court, this change was not a repeal, but it was a new enactment attempting to clarify through new language that made it conform to a prior interpretation that the county had on what I see as otherwise very clear language. And therefore, because it really is a reenactment, a change in the law, this is not a moot case. But what it did do, and what I would agree with, is that it does require now the joining of the landowner along with the county, because it is the county's responsibility at this point that the landowner is dictating who may and may not say what on their property or above their property on a public forum. Now, if the county wanted to keep the ordinance the way it was to begin with, I don't think that the landowner needed to be there because it is a governmental function. But when the government decides, as we're doing a lot today, we're privatizing a lot of what was formerly government activity. When the government decides that it's going to allow the privatization of the determination of First Amendment rights, and it's going to give that decision-making power to someone with a huge bias, there couldn't be a bigger bias, then it's responsible. And so the proper parties in this case at this
point. Let me ask you the question I asked before, but in a slightly different way. I understand, in a sense, I guess, the doctrinal answer you gave me as to why you shouldn't be required simply to go back and file a new case, simply naming the private landowner as the defendant. If you could give me a practical answer, why don't you want to do that? What practical difference is there between us remanding and saying to the district judge, please join the private landowner, on the one hand, and on the other hand, dismissing this case as moot because we say, well, the county doesn't require the permit, you simply then go file a suit naming the private landowner as the defendant. What's the practical difference for you?
To my way of thinking, at least, and, you know, maybe I'm oversimplifying it, but it's the most simple of reasons, and that is that I have a concern that the attachment of the right, the original right, to have the news racks there is going to go back to that district court, and that district court is still going to say that there's no federal jurisdiction because there was no right to begin with. That needs to be decided on a more developed record.
I'm not sure I understand. Why can't this happen if you're simply filing suit against the private landowner?
Well, you'd have to have the county as a party, and you'd still have to call
Why do you need the county as a party? Now that we have the amendment of the ordinance?
Because for all practical respects, and I hate to use the word conspiracy because it's taken on a meaning that I don't mean here.
Vast right-wing conspiracy. Last night she said there wasn't a conspiracy. There was just some sort of an understanding or agreement.
My point is that the private landowner would not be in the position of exercising governmental rights but for the government delegating them by their inaction.
But
1983 would really require the joining of both the county and the private party / state.
Well, that may or may not be right. And if it would require, under the current circumstances, once you filed suit against the private landowner, the joining of the county as an indispensable party, I guess the district judge can decide that question.
Well, as I understand it, your claim is that these are public thoroughfares and that the county can't simply say because it belongs to the because the maintenance of these things is up to the casinos, we don't no longer have to treat them as public thoroughfares at all. And you say that the Venetian sort of supported that position with respect to walking, and that the same should be true with respect to these.
Correct. Any First Amendment
activity. So that if you were just to sue the landowner, you wouldn't have your claim that this is a public thoroughfare that has a state obligation to let these things.
I wish I had said it that way.
Well, that's it. And then the district court never reached that.
No, they hadn't, and that's the problem. And as it stands right now, if you're going to send it back to be dismissed at all as moot, then I think he has to, at a minimum, vacate the order that got us here.
Yeah, but I guess I'm still not understanding why you are conceding that the landowner has to be a part. You're conceding it
now,
under the amendment?
I'm not only conceding it. Had I come into this case as lawyer in the district court post-amendment, I would have joined them. I would have joined them because I want them to be in contempt when they violate the order. And how am I going to do that if they're not a party?
Let me make sure I understood properly, and I think I understood. I just want to make it clear. In the event that we might choose to hold that it is now moot, I'm hearing you asking under Munsingware for a vacation of the district court's order. think your answer is yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know what Munsingware is.
Munsingware says if you want to get rid of the lower court order when the appellate court finds its appeal, that it is moot, you have to ask for it. You just ask for it.
I just asked for
okay.
it.
Okay.
And I'm yellow now, so I'm going to hold up.
Okay. You have the 4 minutes left, 5 minutes left. Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honor. I gather from that conversation there was some order saying you wanted a certain topic addressed. I didn't get the order. I'm sorry.
You could probably get a hint from our earlier conversation with your opposing counsel what we wanted to discuss.
Well, in responding to that, first of all, we cited the cases in the brief when they talk about their basis for federal jurisdiction is supposedly that they applied for these news rack permits and that under the statute or the local ordinance, the language was so clear that they're entitled to it that it was strictly a ministerial act for us to issue these news rack permits, and therefore they had a property right at that point. You notice in their briefs, and they did it in district court too, over and over again, they use these dot, dot, dot. They delete a couple words out of the ordinance that is important. The news rack ordinance, as it read, was a public right-of-way means a place of any nature which is dedicated to use by the public for pedestrian and vehicular travel. We've amended that since to say or and sidewalks if they're
you owned by the government. You don't read the complaint as having anything to do with the First Amendment?
No, they're couching it in terms of First Amendment, but it's a writ of mandate is what they're seeking, and this is what we went through at the district court level. We have in the state of Nevada, and you have in California, too. If you have an ordinance that requires the issuance of a permit, you meet all the qualifications of it, you go down to the district court, they interpret the state district court, they interpret the statute or the ordinance and mandate the issuance of a permit. It takes 60 to 90 days at the most, and we brought that up. Their entire case here, whether there's a property right or whatever rights they have, doesn't depend on the interpretation of the First Amendment.
It doesn't depend on whether this is a public forum?
I grant you it's a public forum. I mean, when the Venetian case.
So why haven't they stated a claim that as a public forum, they have a right to put up these newsstands that these things that give out information? Maybe they don't have a right, but you know, it may be that they lose, but haven't they stated a claim for that?
We have in Clark County thousands and thousands of miles of sidewalks, publicly owned and privately owned. Only in a small percentage of those do we even regulate it. We restrict there. The right to put a news rack out there comes from the Constitution of the United States. It doesn't come from by grace of a county ordinance. The county doesn't grant them the right to put it out there. We restrict them, as all this news rack ordinance does. It allows six racks in a row every 600 feet. And before we did this, there were hundreds of them in a row out there on Vegas Boulevard, and we had real trouble with pedestrian traffic, with pedestrians crossing the street and getting landlocked on the street. It was a real problem. So we restricted it to six. It's not granting a right. It's restricting their rights out there. It's a place and manner restriction.
Did the district court ever reach that question?
I think so. What we claimed and what the court found was we're not restricting them at all here. They're saying we're wrong for not abridging the press out there. I mean, I've never heard such an argument. That's what their basis of the claim is. We should abridge the press on these private sidewalks and only allow people with permits out there. Right now we're saying you don't need a permit. It's like if somebody showed up and asked for a liquor permit, and we said you don't need a liquor permit out there. The only place we permit it is or need a permit is right there in a residential area. But in the rest of the town, go ahead, open a bar. And they're saying, but I don't want to open a bar without a permit.
Excuse me. prior to the amendment of the ordinance, it seemed to me that the ordinance could quite easily be read to require a permit on sidewalks in front of or cover over private property.
Right. Well,
after the amendment of the ordinance, it seems to me impossible to read the ordinance that way.
Right.
My question to you is the question that we basically had through the first half of this argument is, why doesn't the amendment of the ordinance make this case moot?
I said in the district court, and I say it here, it does make it moot. The permits under the code are good for 1 year. There are provisions for renewing it, but if we have a right to revoke the entire news rack code. We don't have to restrict news racks. We don't have to regulate them. We can allow true free press if we want.
So then the amendment says, listen, you don't need anything out of us. You, as far as we're concerned, you can put 1,000 of them out there.
That's the current state of the law. They can. There's no ordinance restricting them whatsoever. And what they want is for us to be their handmaidens and force a private property owner to take these on her property. And the private property owners are also the ones that would have been restricted by this. If we had this code apply to the private...
You know, well, why isn't your argument the same, then, with respect to the walking? That we're not stopping anybody from walking or from picketing or from doing anything on these sidewalks. It's the private landowner, so therefore you don't have any claim.
Why is my argument in this case? You mean
yeah, well, what, is your argument the same as the argument I just said?
Well, when the Venetian case, yeah.
If to any me, activity.
All right. Well, any activity, no. In the Venetian case, you were on that panel. You ruled that since there is an express grant of a right of, I don't know if it was easement or just right of access for pedestrians, and these picketers were pedestrians, so they're carrying signs also, they are still just transitory, they're pedestrians, and they had it right. And that's what we advised the police. My office told them, don't arrest. That property owner wants to go out and arrest those picketers, and we said, there's a real issue there on whether they have First Amendment rights. The when it comes to placing a permit structure out there, though, that's a different matter. We've cited cases, Loretto and the rest of them. It's a different matter. So it's not public forum for all reasons. I mean,
But there are issues here.
Right.
My problem is the district court said there's no subject matter jurisdiction.
Right. And but as far as the issues, the First Amendment issues go, I'm willing to stipulate here and now. You know, for the purpose of this motion, it was a very narrow motion. You know, is there subject matter jurisdiction? Are there indispensable parties here? And assume for the motion this is a public forum, just as declared in by this court in the Venetian case. But public forum, as we've seen in other cases, doesn't mean you have a right to physically intrude someone else's space.
That goes to what the merits of the claim.
Right.
And it doesn't go to subject
well,
matter.
Well, no. It goes, for the purpose of this motion, there are parties out here who would be raising that issue, the private property owners. The real estate owners. And that's why they're indispensable parties. They may have rights in a suit that are enforceable under state and federal laws.
As I understand opposing counsel's argument, and by the way, on these orders, not only are the orders filed, but the clerk's office is directed to call the offices of the lawyers involved, and you might want to check with your own office as to whether a call came in. But back to the, let's assume there is jurisdiction.
Right.
The question goes back to why isn't this moot? As I understand opposing counsel, it's not moot because the party, the county is essential because it's permitting private landowners to control a public forum. What is your response to that?
We are not. I mean, again, the right to free press comes from the Constitution, not from a county fiat. I mean, what they...
And suppose a private landowner says, no news racks on my property.
Right.
And he sues. Are you an indispensable party in your eyes?
I don't see what we can do. I mean, if...
Because you...
We are not regulating them, so the court could not order us to issue permits out there because the county government has not stepped in and said, you need a permit out there.
Okay, I understand your position.
So what, you know, you can make us a party. I'll be standing there saying, we don't care, Judge. I mean, it's between the
well,
the
except if they go file a new lawsuit, they may ask for damages, and that might make it
right.
A different case.
All right. That could happen, but they don't, number one, they don't fit the ordinance, the old definition either. There's, in this case, you have a parcel of land that is dedicated only to pedestrian traffic. See, the old definition was it had to be dedicated, which is a term of art we use in all city and county things. When you dedicate property for a roadway, that means it's deeded, it's given to the government entity for that purpose. These things are not dedicated. They aren't. It's not dedicated property, number one. And that's the parlance, I guess the common parlance, that some people didn't get, and that's why we had this amendatory language. And it was in the works way before the suit was filed. If you look at our answer in this complaint, it said one of our part of this motion was, why don't you abstain from ruling until we do this ordinance that's already underway? But on this private property, it's only dedicated to pedestrian traffic. The definition within the NewsRack code says it has to be on a parcel that's dedicated to vehicular and pedestrian traffic. In other words, a regular street. We have a street and a publicly owned sidewalk next to it. Out here, we expand it out to the limits of the public right-of-way, the roadway. And they made them put on these access ways, public walkways or private walkways. But it's a separate parcel. It's not a parcel that's dedicated to vehicular and pedestrian traffic. It's you have one that's dedicated to vehicular and another parcel dedicated to pedestrian. So they don't fit the code. Even if you're going to go into this very technical interpretation of theirs, they don't fit it. And that's attached to our brief. You have the old and the new NewsRack language there, the code. Anyway, on the jurisdictional issue, they are not claiming that the NewsRack code is invalid. They're not trying to hold it unconstitutional. They're simply trying to enforce it as they interpret it. That's a straight state law, writ of mandamus kind of thing. And that's what we were making our motion based upon in the district court. I don't really have a lot to add to the, except what we said in a brief.
Are there any questions?
Yeah, basically that's it. We're not regulating the press. Thank you.
My adversary just said, we can allow a true free press. And I'd say I wish they would. But here's what's real. I agree that for purposes of this case, that the city and the county can regulate differently on ground that they own, or not even differently, but can regulate on ground that they own and can delegate the regulation to the private land owner on the public forum that goes over that property. But in order to do that, even if the private land owner operates in an unbiased fashion, he or she or it still has to comply with First Amendment time, place, and manner requirements. And that's exactly what isn't happening here. And that's exactly why they need to be a party, and that's exactly why it has to go back.
Let me ask just one last question. How does your client have, assuming everything you say is true, how does your client have any standing? What?
The racks.
Beg your pardon?
He is the one who applied for the racks before.
He no longer needs the permit. That's clear. So what injury has he served?
Again, what's not clear, because this never got past the pleading stage, is that subsequent to the amendment, and I'm now talking outside the record, but I need to say it. Subsequent to the amendment, my client did place racks on this public forum on the ground that abuts the private property, and the security departments of those properties have been confiscating the racks and throwing them out. And that's why he's got standing. If it's a public forum, he's got First Amendment standing.
But that's not necessarily why he has standing against the county. We have standing against the private landowner.
He has standing against the county because the county is ultimately responsible for the activities of the landowners when the county chooses to regulate to the north and to the south of that sidewalk, but delegate the regulation to the landowner. That's complicity. The county has complicity there. Anything else? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Case just argued is submitted for decision.